This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I have to put an antibiotic gel on my face and I can't wash it afterwards. How can I make wudu? Obviously, that's a problem, and you've got to, I mean, the simple answer is that you've just got to try and work around that, meaning that the gel should not go on until you've made wudu first. With a background in medicine, I can tell you though that this is not actually correct. When you put an antibiotic gel on your face, or actually most creams, the whole point that they're going on the face is not to remain on the face, but to be absorbed into the skin. So creams and ointments, within an hour, they're done, right? An antibiotic gel, that should be done even quicker. But regardless, the 1 or 2 hours or 3 hours afterwards, you should of course be washing your face. No gel or cream has been created so that a person cannot clean themselves or wash themselves within hours. So I think that just needs to be manipulated, the times that you use, to make sure that you put it on after you've made wudu. But a person might ask, okay, I've just put the gel on my face and I've just broken my wudu by mistake or whatever, and now I need to make wudu again. Can I do it? I'm really reticent. I'm really not wanting to say, no, you're allowed to, you know, wipe or do tayammum or whatever. Because normally we make tayammum when there is a real, we make tayammum or we avoid washing the face, and we would wipe over it in some other fashion if it's very, very badly injured, where water would cause a great injury, or there's a real, a material impact and harm on the development of treatment for a certain condition. And the truth is that an antibiotic gel would not fall into that category, in my opinion. Allah knows best. And it would not be that which causes harm. And so I would say that a person would then make wudu and then reapply the gel, reapply it if you had to do it immediately. But in normal circumstances, if you use a gel or a cream, after 1 or 2 hours, you can make wudu again anyway. Regardless, okay, it doesn't matter, because the residue has gone in, the actual medication has gone in. What you wash off will be that which is not so important. What's gone in is gone in. It's not meant to be just left by itself. And if you have, just to make this complete answer, if you are using some gel which does not allow you to wash the face for the entire day, and if you don't use this cream and gel for this period of time of 20 days continuous, then it's going to cause a major problem for your condition, then it is permissible. You will have the legal right to wash your arms, hands, everything else. And for the part of the face, just to wipe on it with dry hands, that's one approach. Some of the scholars, they said that during that period of time, you would make a tayammum just for the face. I don't prefer that opinion. I would prefer that you would wipe with dry hands on the face itself, or with damp hands on the face, and not wash it. Very, very lightly damp hands to wipe. Yeah, I need to effectively cover the washing for that strict period of time. But the conditions have to be very, very extreme, like I just mentioned, and Allah knows best.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.